Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Mr. DePapp specifically targeted the Pelosi home to confront Speaker Pelosi.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins announced an attempted murder charge against 42-year-old David DePapp, who was accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer at the couple's California home. Speaker Pelosi was in D.C. at the time. The charges were announced after the Department of Justice charged DePapp with federal assault and attempted kidnapping. DePapp reportedly embraced far-right conspiracy theories online, and President Joe Biden cautioned the attack is the latest consequence of the Republican Party's extreme fringe.
It's one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen.
Some members of Congress are calling for increased security, and the Capitol Police are reviewing the break-in. Just 1 week before the midterms that will decide who controls Congress, Republicans have an edge over Democrats in polling. With voters focused on inflation and the risk of a recession, podcaster Joe Rogan suggested the election will be dominated by those in the silent majority.
The red wave that's coming is going to be like the elevator doors opening up in The Shining.
However, California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell is optimistic.
I'm looking at the early voting numbers in Arizona, in Georgia, and especially in California, and this is going to be a turnout that exceeds any midterm election in our lifetime. And I think that inures in the favor of Democrats.
In the battle for the Senate, Real Clear Politics projects 47 Democratic seats and 53 Republican, and Republicans have a nearly 3-point advantage on a generic congressional ballot. Former President Donald Trump asked the Supreme Court to keep his tax returns hidden from the House Ways and Means Committee. In an emergency filing, Trump reiterated arguments that an appellate court had previously rejected, including that the committee requested his returns for the sake of exposing him. Hillary Clinton is asking a federal court to order Trump to pay her legal fees over a suit he filed alleging she and others conspired to undermine his 2016 campaign with accusations of Russian interference. Trump is currently appealing the dismissal of the lawsuit by a federal trial court. The Supreme Court heard arguments in two potential landmark cases over how colleges and universities consider race in making admissions decisions. The main sticking point is whether the schools are trying hard enough to find race-neutral alternatives in order to achieve diversity. Justice Clarence Thomas dismissed the argument that diversity automatically creates better outcomes.
I guess I don't put much stock in that because I've heard similar arguments in favor of segregation, too.
The conservative wing of the court questioned the lack of clarity around when the need for affirmative action would end, while the court's three liberals stressed the importance of using race as just one part of college admissions decisions. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.